Hi there, Corey Reynolds with another edition of God News You Can Use. This is where you come for good news. You know, you can turn on the TV dial or the radio dial and get a little bit of good news. They sort of tag it at the end of all the bad news. Meh, not so much fun. Here we go straight for it, straight into it. Three stories, three sound clips to go with it, because we have to hear and feel that moment, don't we? That's what I love to bring to you. And then, of course, we tie it into God's goodness, His Word. And we get started in New Mexico today when a mother and daughter just out on a trip, out doing their thing, running some errands, stopping at Costco to pick up all the goodies, put them back in the truck. And it's a lot like what I do on the weekend. My husband and I will go to Costco at least once a week and we fill up with the stuff that we need. And then we're on our way and we do it all over again, rinse, repeat. It was exactly what Rose and her daughter were doing, yet when they came out of Costco to load the truck, there was no truck. Yeah, it had been stolen. A Ford F-150 from 2005, somebody said, this is mine, and decided to go ahead and take it. The story, though, has an amazing turn, which you're about to hear. But before that, I want you to hear Mom Rose talking about just how good some of these thieves are. Unfortunately, too good.
We're good about locking our vehicles and everything else, but they're very good. They're very good at doing what they do. And the officer said they were probably in it and gone in less than 30 seconds.
Now, 24 hours later, they got a police report filed, posted on social media, and were getting ready to file an insurance claim when all of a sudden they saw a man pulling into their driveway in their truck. At first, they thought the man was a thief. He thought something was off when he noticed the ignition was punched out. When he confronted the people selling the truck, they took off. Everything happened so fast that she forgot to get the Good Samaritan's name or even his contact information.
We plan on getting in touch with him and just telling him, you know, how amazing that was. And we're going to do something nice for him just to thank him.
Yeah, and they've since actually put out a message. It says, to the Good Samaritan, as soon as we get the police report with your info, you'll be getting a nice gift card from us to thank you for your integrity and belief in doing the right thing. And that's what they posted on social media as well, because they're trying to get this guy's attention. I think since then, he's actually come forward. But what a wonderful thing to do. He just brought the truck back as the right thing to do. Didn't even leave his name or anything like that. The women were probably so stunned that they didn't even get his name or his number. It would be shocked too if somebody brought my stolen vehicle back to my driveway of the person who didn't steal it. So I think it's just a wonderful story. So God's Word has a great verse for this, of course, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Isn't that nice? You're free to spread love and joy and peace and forbearance. And wait, the list goes on. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against it. Have at it, the Lord God says. And this Good Samaritan certainly did. And we get a chance to bring it to you here as story number one on God News You Can Use today. So, having brought you some really good news with story number one, we're into story number two out of Maryland. I just want to tell you this one's quite harrowing. As I tell you about a police officer there who was recently recognized and rewarded rightly. And you know, he did something pretty amazing, but he's not taking any credit. No, he's given God all the glory. You see, he was in the right place at the right time, more than once, twice as a matter of fact, as he encountered women on a particular bridge who were thinking that they just didn't want to be here any longer. And I'll let you hear from the officer himself with this amazing testimonial.
By God's grace, I was able to act and make a difference in both of those young girls' lives. When I approached her, saw her leaning over, I had a gut feeling something was going on. She looked very distraught. And after talking to her for about 5 minutes, I managed to get her away from the railing of the bridge, get her away from there, and walk her back to my patrol vehicle. After talking to her, she leaned in, she gave me a hug. She thanked me for being there, because if I hadn't been there, she had every intention of jumping from the bridge. I'm just very grateful, very humble that I was able to be put in those positions, being to act efficiently and effectively to make a positive impact, to prevent them from doing something that would be absolutely devastating to them and their family.
Officer Jacob, we'll call him, was quite heroic, and he's not willing to take any of the credit, but instead, rather giving all the glory, all the credit, all the honor, all the praise to the one true God. Amen. And we so love stories like this of humility and people who recognize how God is definitely in the mix every single second of every day. We know that we serve an ever-faithful, ever-loving, ever-present God. It says over and over again in Scripture that you are not alone. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And He puts people in the right place at the right time in a lot of situations like this one. Galatians 6:10 today says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." It's a good reminder to not only do good, but also to do good in your fellowship with your fellow believers and your fellow church members or people that you're ministering to or fellowshipping with. It could be a dinner out or it could be a Sunday morning at church. It doesn't matter. But we are definitely instructed by God to do good to others, and in particular, those who are like-minded and like us, having accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if that's something that's on your heart, by the way, do know that in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it talks about confessing Jesus with your mouth and believing in your heart all at the same time, and you shall be born again. You are heaven bound right after that moment when you accept Jesus into your heart. And it's something that a lot of us contemplate and think about, and should we, or have I done it yet? And it's always a good prayer to do if you're not sure. And then, of course, you'll be part of the family of believers as well, because God says there's a lot of room for us all. So we definitely want more and more of us to rejoice together in heaven for eternity. How glorious is that going to be? All right, we're heading into story number 3, and I love this story. Having a brother who's disabled, I love to highlight some of these stories about these adults, kids as well at times, but in this case, 31-year-old Colette from Boston, who happens to have Down syndrome, but she also has an incredible knack and talent for baking. She's been doing it since when, Colette?
So actually, I always loved baking since I was 4 years old.
Colette doesn't only sell cookies. She authors books and runs a nonprofit, which helps people with disabilities get jobs. Her favorite thing to do. Coletti's Cookies now has 15 employees, some of them with disabilities.
I'm doing that focus on your disabilities. You only need to focus on your abilities.
So there at the end, she was telling us that we should not focus on our disabilities, but rather our abilities. And I love that. She's been baking since she was 4 years old, and now she's not only making cookies for the masses, she's employing those who otherwise might not find employment. I went through that with my brother, watching him be denied job after job. He's deaf, but he also has some other disabilities along the way that go along with that. And I watched as he was disheartened after these interviews that he would have through an interpreter, and he just felt so bad about it. Today he's doing good, by the way. He's a full-time student and he's really enjoying life. But for Colette, her calling was, of course, those cookies. And I saw the video and those cookies look really good. I could reach through the screen and grab one. I can't do that, but I can certainly grab an amazing verse from God's Word. As I definitely believe those with disabilities are truly a gift from God. We learn so much from them, and it's such a joy to watch them participate in life. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He didn't change Colette to conform to the world. Rather, He changes us. He does a work in us. He changes our heart, our very soul, when we encounter somebody like Colette or my brother Chris. What an amazing God we serve. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's God News You Can Use. Like, follow, share. We're on Facebook. Look for God News You Can Use. Share it with your friends. Everybody needs that good news. And you can always start from the beginning. Catch every podcast at godnewsyoucanuse.com. Thanks so much. God bless, and I'll see you next Friday.